Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. David Neisel.
And I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog. My wife has the luxury of debating which ice cream flavor she wants. I wish I had that problem.
Me too. My body no longer makes enough lactase to break down the sugar in dairy called lactose.
But you know, none of our human ancestors could break down lactose past childhood once they stopped nursing. So why did that change?
The prevailing theory is that when humans moved north and got less sun, their bodies produced less vitamin D, forcing them to find another source. Since milk contains the vitamin, though not much, it was an alternative.
Scientists believe humans that developed a mutation, a variant of the lactase gene, allowed them to digest milk, giving them a selective advantage. But a new study provides another theory.
Researchers took DNA samples from skeletons in northeastern Spain, fully expecting them to carry the mutation. These are 5,000 years old, and we know the evolutionary shift came about 8,000 years ago, allowing many northern Europeans to digest milk.
To their surprise, none of the samples carried the mutation, even though DNA sequencing confirms they're related to modern-day Spaniards. A computer simulation showed shifting a population from one that could not digest milk 5 millennia ago to today's, where a third of Spaniards can, requires a strong selection.
That means some strong selective pressures favored that trait. Researchers believed early farmers turned to milk when food became scarce. Those with the mutation would have thrived, while others would have suffered.
This doesn't debunk the vitamin D theory, but certainly questions it. Now, if only I could get my lactase gene working again.
We are Drs. David Neisel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch and the Frank H. Netter School of Medicine at Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discoveries shape the future of medicine. For much more and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.